Okay, forget quiet galleries, hushed spaces. Today we're diving into something completely different, art that literally roars down the highway.
Yeah, we're talking about Pakistani truck art. It's just incredible.
It really is. These aren't just like delivery trucks. They're moving canvases, exploding with color. And it's more than just decoration, right? It's this huge cultural thing.
Absolutely. It's a deeply embedded. When you see one with all the patterns, the calligraphy, the symbols, it's telling a story.
A personal story.
Very personal. Reflects the owner, their background, their beliefs, maybe even their hopes. And, people invest a lot in this. Time, money, serious emotion.
Okay, so that's what we're going to dig into today. Where did it come from? What does all the art mean? The symbols, the words, how does it change region to region? And who are the artists making it happen? It's like identity on the move.
Exactly. And what's amazing is how it's jumped borders. Started on Pakistani roads, now you see its influence in museums, fashion, all over the world, really.
So these incredible looking trucks didn't just like appear fully formed. Let's rewind. How did it all start? What did the early decorations look like?
Well, the roots go back to the early 20th century. British Raj era, they brought in these Bedford trucks, strong, reliable. And after independence, these became the workhorses, hauling goods across Pakistan. At first, the decoration was pretty simple, maybe a painted flower, a religious symbol here or there, small things, personal touches.
So what lit the fuse? How did we get from a few flowers to covering the entire truck in art? What was the spark?
I think it deepened as the trucks became more central to the drivers' lives. These guys spend weeks, months on the road, away from family. The truck isn't just a vehicle, it's their space, their mobile home almost.
Right, makes sense.
So decorating it became really important. A way to claim that space, express identity, feel a connection when you're far from home.
Humanizing the machine, making it yours. And I remember reading that the fancier the truck, the more it said about the owner too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's spot on. You look at insights from people like Haider Ali, the artist, and researchers like Amina Sulin, they point out how the detail, the richness of the art, became a status symbol.
Oh, okay.
A really intricate, beautifully painted truck that showed you were successful, had taste, cultural pride. It started personal, but it grew into this like shared visual language, understood everywhere in Pakistan, and now increasingly, people outside Pakistan get it too.
It's pretty amazing. Transport and communication all rolled into one. So much meaning packed onto those panels.
Oh, definitely. It's a whole aesthetic vocabulary packed with symbolism, expressing who you are, what you think, your sense of humor, your hopes, all painted right there. It's like a traveling gallery, telling a story with every brushstroke.
Give us some examples. What kind of images pop up again and again? What do they mean?
Okay, so you'll see peacocks a lot. They stand for beauty, grace. Then eagles, that's power, patriotism, very common. And the eye, often painted on the back.
The watchful eye.
Yeah, that's to ward off Nazar, the evil eye. Protection against bad luck or jealousy. Big cultural belief. Plus, loads of flowers, landscapes. It's this rich mix.
And it's not just pictures, is it? The words matter too.
Oh, for sure. You see horn okay, please? Everywhere,
Okay.
obviously. Practical sign. But then you get more poetic stuff. Dekhti aankhon, sunte kaanon.
Which means?
Roughly seeing eyes, listening ears. Kind of a reminder that people are watching or maybe asking for others to be aware on the road. And researchers like Samina Zia Sheikh mentioned Sufi poetry, little couplets.
Really? Like prayers?
Sometimes prayers, yeah. Or just philosophical thoughts. Gives you a peek into the driver's mind, their beliefs, a little commentary on life painted right there.
Wow. Rolling philosophy. And I know it's not the same everywhere in Pakistan. The styles change depending on where you are, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Big regional differences. It reflects the local culture, the local identity. Take Peshawar up in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The style there is often bolder. Big strokes. You see influences from traditional wood carving, tribal symbols. It feels maybe a bit more raw, more traditionally masculine, strong links to Pashtun identity.
And compared to Karachi down south?
Totally different vibe in Karachi. It's a port city, a real mix of cultures, strong Sufi history. So the truck art often has super fine details. Lots of intricate mirror work, chamak paddy that really catches the light. Beautiful flowing calligraphy, softer colors, smoother gradients, more elegant maybe. Reflects that cosmopolitan feel, the Sufi influence.
Interesting. And what about, say, Rawalpindi, Punjab?
Rawalpindi and Punjab, generally, you often get brighter colors, really punchy contrasts, and definitely more humor. Majid Ali's research points this out. Lots of witty slogans on the bumpers.
Like what?
Oh, things like love is life, but life is not love. That kind of cheeky philosophical humor. It really shows how truck art is this national conversation, but with strong regional dialects, you could say.
Beyond the visuals and the wit, there's a strong spiritual side too, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Very deep. You see Islamic phrases all the time. Mashallah, God has willed it. Ya Ali Madad, oh Ali, help. Allah Raka, God protects.
Invoking protection.
Exactly. Protection for the driver, for the truck, on those long, sometimes dangerous journeys. Some trucks even have tiny paintings of holy shrines or crescent moons, verses from the Quran. It's not just decoration, it's part of keeping safe. And you'll see physical things too, talismans, colorful tassels, little animal figures tied on, all for good luck, for safety.
It's just incredible thinking about the artists behind all this. These aren't stickers slapped on, they're hand painted.
Exactly. Behind every single one is an ustad, a master craftsman, and often their team, the shaggers, the apprentices. Amazing skill. Often working in tough conditions, you know, not for a huge amount of money.
The unsung heroes.
Totally. Turning metal into stories, using simple tools, knowledge passed down through generations, and so much pride in what they do. It's a unique cultural expression.
And one name keeps coming up when you talk about this on a global scale, Haider Ali.
Ah, yes. Haider Ali. He's huge. Kind of the global ambassador for truck art, based in Karachi. Learned from his dad. He's got this amazing style, really vibrant flowers, spiritual themes, beautiful Urdu calligraphy. He's really taken it international.
We're talking like museum commissions, big
Oh,
projects.
yeah. He painted a whole VW Beetle for a German museum, created murals for the U.S. consulate in Karachi, even did live painting at the Smithsonian in D.C., collaborated with brands too. He's really passionate about getting this art form the recognition it deserves, because sometimes, even within Pakistan, it's maybe taken for granted.
And this skill, this tradition, it's passed down through this master apprentice system, the Ustad Shagird thing. How does that work?
Traditionally, yeah. It's
Yeah.
very hands-on. The ustad, the master, teaches the shagird, the apprentice, everything. Right there in the workshop, sketching designs, mixing paints just right for that vibrancy, how to balance colors on this massive moving canvas. It takes years, lots of watching, lots of practice before you're trusted with the whole section.
But that system is struggling a bit now.
Sadly, yeah. You read reports, academic stuff. It's under threat. Younger people are often looking at other jobs. Maybe something in tech, construction, jobs with more predictable pay, maybe less physically demanding. So you have fewer apprentices learning the craft. And there's a real risk that these very specific skills could start to fade away.
It sounds like a classic case of incredible skill, but not always the financial reward to match.
That's the tough part. The art is stunning. It takes weeks of intense work to paint a truck, but the artists often aren't paid what you'd think. Many have to do other jobs to get by. And even with all the international buzz, that hasn't always translated into, you know, better pay or more recognition at home.
It's fascinating how this art born on trucks has spread out so much into fashion, design. It's become a real cultural export.
Really has. It's diffused way beyond the highways. You see the motifs everywhere now, hand-painted jackets, bags, mugs, furniture, even fridges and phone cases. It's a great book. This truck has got to be special that tracks this. It's become this cool way to show cultural pride, a kind of branding.
And not just on products, right? It's hitting the proper art world scene too.
Definitely. It's been shown at big international events, the Venice Biennale, London Design Week, the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. You see these huge, amazing murals inspired by truck art in cities like New York, Toronto, Berlin. It just shows the universal appeal, doesn't it? That mix of folk art, symbolism, humor, poetry. It just connects with people.
And it's good to hear it's being used for like social good too.
Yeah, organizations like THAP, the Lucvursa Museum, they're using truck art in community projects, CSR initiatives. They run training programs teaching women and young people the painting skills.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it gives them skills, helps them earn money, and keeps the art form alive. Plus, it's being used in schools, community centers, as a way to talk about culture, tell stories. It's really versatile.
It really hammers home that this isn't just pretty pictures, it's deeply personal. You called it autobiography on wheels earlier. I like that.
It fits, doesn't it? For a lot of drivers, that truck is everything. It's home on the road. It's their companion. It's their pride. There was that quote from a driver, something like, "My truck is my honor. I dress it like my daughter." Just shows that deep emotional bond.
Wow. And beyond the personal, you mentioned it can be commentary too, social, even political.
Oh, yeah. Those slogans on the bumpers, the witty lines, they're not always just jokes. Sometimes they're poking fun at society or politics or even religion. Little bits of satire.
Like a mobile protest sign?
Kind of, yeah, in a subtle way. In places where maybe other kinds of expression are tricky, truck art can be this uncensored outlet rolling through the country, seen by everyone.
Okay, so with all this global attention, the commercial side growing,
yeah,
where does that leave truck art now? Is it booming or are there worries?
It's definitely at a crossroads. It's navigating this tension between, you know, global fame and commercial pressures. The recognition is great, obviously. Yeah. But there are threats. Well, digital printing. You can get vinyl stickers made up quickly, cheaply, but it's not the same, is it? Lacks the soul, the hand-painted artistry. Then there's the issue we talked about, younger people not taking it up. The demanding work.
Yeah.
The low pay. And the Ustad Shigird system weakening. That's a big worry for the future.
So there's a real need to actively protect it.
Absolutely. And thankfully, people are trying. Look, Versa Museum in Islamabad has exhibitions, live demos. The Karachi School of Art runs workshops. There's even been talk of getting UNESCO recognition for its cultural importance. And NGOs, community groups are doing stuff too. Public murals, supporting women artists in the field. It's vital work. It's about preserving not just art, but a whole visual language of Pakistani identity.
Okay, for anyone listening who's totally hooked now and wants to see this in person, where should they go in Pakistan?
Oh, for the real raw experience, Lahore. Go to the workshops around Lariata, the main truck depot, or along Ravi Road. You'll see the artists right there working.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And Karachi.
Karachi, yeah. Head to the Moripur or Hawke's Bay depots. Huge areas. You'll see incredible calligraphy, that amazing mirror work typical of Sindh. And for a more curated view, the Luxursa Museum in Islamabad is great. Good exhibits, sometimes live demos.
And are there like tours or workshops people can join to get more involved?
Yes, definitely more options appearing now. NGOs like Full Paddy do interactive sessions.
Yeah.
The Pak Karachi School of Art sometimes have workshops or residencies open to visitors. Even some travel companies are starting to include visits to truck art studios, meeting the artists. It's a fantastic way to appreciate it, support the artists directly, and really understand what it's all about.
So wrapping up, Pakistani truck art. It's just so much more than meets the eye, isn't it? It's living folklore, it's self-expression, it's storytelling on a massive scale.
Exactly. Every color, every symbol, every slogan. It tells you something about the driver, about Pakistan itself. Its
yeah.
journey from, you know, those early Bedford trucks to being recognized globally. It just shows how resilient and personal it is.
And yeah, it faces challenges, digital printing, the apprenticeship tradition fading, maybe not always getting the respect it deserves.
Right. But there are people fighting for it. Passionate people, organizations working to keep it alive. It really makes you think, doesn't it, about how art evolves
yeah.
and what our responsibility is to protect these unique cultural expressions, especially the ones we see every day. What other everyday things around us have that kind of deeper meaning, you know, something to chew on.